Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. So happy to have you with me today. Just so blessed to know that there are people listening to the Word of God. It is what is most important. It will bless you in your life. It will help you to live your life, and it'll direct you toward God's plan and purpose for your life. And so it's a joy to share this time together with you. We always want to go to the Lord in prayer and ask Him to bless His Word to our hearts and minds, our eyes and ears, so that we'll receive from Him what He desires. Pray with me, if you will. Heavenly Father, it's a pleasure, it's a joy, it's a privilege to be able to study Your Word. What a joy it is to have Your Word before us, knowing that the living God, the Creator of the universe, desires to have a personal relationship with us. And so today, Lord, as we study Your Word in this book of Colossians again, I pray You would open our hearts and minds, our eyes and ears, to receive that which You'd have us to know today. Lord, that Your Holy Spirit would guide us into all truth and help us to live according to that truth, so that our ways, our actions, our attitudes, they'll be pleasing to You, Lord. We want to bless You with our lives. So bless us today in Your Word, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Prayer with Thankfulness. Is taken from the book of Colossians, chapter 4, and verse 2. After sharing with the Colossian church members concerning their relationships with one another and the importance of unity among them, Paul the Apostle turned his attention towards relating with the Heavenly Father. In chapter 4, and verse 2 of his letter to the church of Colossae, Paul wrote concerning prayer and thanksgiving, where we read, "Continue in prayer, and watch in the same with thanksgiving." The verse begins, "Continue in prayer." Paul begins his encouragement with "continue," which means to adhere to one, to be his adherent, be devoted or constant to one, to be steadfastly attentive unto, to give unremitting care to a thing, constant all the time in a place, to persevere, not to faint, to show one's self courageous, for, and to be in constant readiness for one, waiting on constantly, in prayer, or a place set apart or suited for addressing God. Paul's idea was for the Colossians to become constantly talking and listening to God at all times and in every place. The verse goes on to say, "and watch in the same with thanksgiving." Paul gave further instructions in the area of prayer by stating, "and watch," which means give strict attention to, be cautious and active in the same with thanksgiving or thankfulness, or thanksgiving, gratitude, and appreciation. While the Colossians were praying constantly and everywhere, they were to have an attitude of being thankful to the Lord for everything He has provided. This verse is one in which it is easy to give mental assent to and agreement. However, it's not easily followed. As we think about these words, let us ask ourselves, do we pray constantly and in every place? Do we have an attitude of gratefulness toward the Lord Jesus? Or do we use our prayer time as simply asking Him for more? Paul's words were inspirational instructions for the Colossians, and they are equally as important for us. May the Lord Jesus remind us to continue in prayer and to be thankful to Him when we do. Next time, Paul asked the Colossians to pray for himself and the others with him. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word in Jesus' name.